If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Brenda Ward, and my co-host is Barbara Buffing, and it's February 19, 2013, and boy, where do we even begin with our subjects? So much to talk about from this week, but also tonight joining us will be Michelle Smith from Concerned Women of America. She is from the Texas chapter, and this is an organization that fights for women and biblical principles, and it's going to be great to have her on tonight. I think I'm going to start with this rape issue because, you know, when Aiken and Murdoch, the news made a huge, huge issue out of the way that they spoke in terms of rape, Murdoch expressing that it was still a child. Well, this guy actually comes out and says that if women, if they feel like they're going to be raped and they have a gun, they're going to kill somebody, is basically what he was saying, and that they should just have whistles and go to rape-free zones. And yet, we don't see the media outraged, although he has since apologized, but we don't see them going after him like a dog because, you know what? He fits their agenda. They don't want us to have guns to protect ourselves. They're not about women who can protect themselves against not only rape, but physical assault. If they're armed and a robbery, you know, they're not about women. They have a war on women. They're about reducing women to body parts. They go as far as to say that you should vomit, or you should urinate, or make up stories that you've got a disease, instead of just saying, pack that gun and protect yourself. Because it isn't about women or the safety of women. It's about their agenda to disarm the American people as a whole, not just men, but women also. And women are much more vulnerable than men. Although, you know, robberies and murders and those kind of things, I mean, they could happen to men or women. But a woman alone is much more vulnerable than a man, simply because of our body makeup. We're not able to physically fight off a bigger attacker necessarily, unless we've had self-defense classes or something of that sort, which we will probably talk a little bit more about. Because it's not a bad idea for us to get those self-defense classes. And it's a more wonderful idea for you to be packing. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and bring on Barbara, because our guest is going to join us shortly, and we'll see what she has to say on this conversation. Hey, Barbara. Barbara? I can't hear her, so maybe I'm not going to bring on Barbara at this moment in time, but I'm sure she'll be with me shortly. So we'll just kind of keep going with this. But what is so pathetic is the double standard that we have, you know, from the Democratic side of the party. Have you listened to these people this week and their outrageous statements that they're making and that make no sense at all? And yet, media says nothing. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely 100% nothing. Silence. It's the double standard. It's the media bias that we've talked about before, and that our friend Karen Sidsman was out protesting in Los Angeles in front of CNN this week, which turned out to be a really, really good protest about the media bias. And about now they're attacking Ted Cruz, they're trying to compare him to McCarthy. And they're attacking Marco Rubio because he took a drink of water. Well, I'm sorry, drinking water is a natural thing to do. Yes. It's just amazing to me the hypocrisy that comes out of the left. And what the best all of yet is our president going on the airways to denounce, sequester, and blackmail the American people, saying that you won't be able to pay for your first responders if this sequester goes through. We won't be able to pay for the police or the army. It doesn't say anything about cutting the useless spending that goes on in Washington. No, it ain't going to be the useless spending. It's going to be, you know, the first responders. You are going to put everybody in danger. And guess who actually requested this sequester? President Obama. This was his idea, his policy that the Republicans signed, and now he's trying to blame the Republicans for it. And I say, stick to your guns, because we've got to start somewhere. Now, I don't necessarily agree with the military, but here's the thing with the military. Cut the drum and bugle corps. Don't cut the funding to our troops. Okay? Cut the useless spending that won't affect our national security. It's a very simple concept. It's a very easy principle to apply. You don't have to cut the defense part with our active military. You know, instead, they give raises to the union guys and the insurance sitting around in the Pentagon. Get rid of those people and pay for the people who are fighting for our security. And the same goes with other branches where they're trying to make cuts. You don't make the cuts on the front line. Make them behind the scenes. That's what they do in business. You know, they cut the upper management. Cut the jobs that are not the productive, the ones that are behind the desk and aren't benefiting as much. But what can I say? It is President Obama. Barbara, are you with us?
I am. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It wasn't working. But okay. I was hearing the rant a little bit, and I'll tell you what. I'm so sick and tired of the lies coming from this president. They want to. They're talking about $9 an hour, you know, from his State of the Union, to give employees that aren't worth $9 an hour. Nancy Pelosi got all upset. She doesn't want her pay cut. Well, she's going to be out of a job, so she won't be getting that pay.
She's a millionaire.
You know, I hope they're smart enough in California.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's just ridiculous, and I don't know if you've heard this or not, but in Washington State, they put together what they're going to do with the guns and the new gun laws and, you know, the magazines, what they're going to do and what they're not going to do and how many you could have. But they also put in their bill that the police yearly could go into their houses to make sure that for safety checks.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
And then they said they don't know how that got there. Yeah, they don't know how that got there. Of course not, because
somebody
they got caught.
Put it there. Yeah.
They all put it there. They were just hoping not to get caught.
They were hoping it would slide through with nobody reading the bill.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
History's been happening here. There's been a lot of not bill reading, but signing going on lately. I don't know what they don't understand about the word infringe upon. They need to get a dictionary or, you know, in these sophisticated times, they can look up the word in the on the computer. They have dictionaries on the computer. It'll spell it out for them. It'll pronounce it the way it sounds with the little marks on it, and it gives you the definition.
Yeah.
And it gives you more than one definition. So if you really don't understand the word, you know, look it up. That's what I was taught to do.
Well, I think you understand it, Barbara. It's not a matter of understanding. It's a matter of they want to change the Constitution, and they want to change America to what they think it is, you know, and what they want it to be. All American patriots were heartbroken when we heard the news that former U.S. Navy SEAL and combat sniper Chris Kyle had been killed in a Texas rifle range earlier this month. Of course, the circumstances were tragic, but Chris's accomplishments in the defense of our nation are legendary. Since his memory must never be forgotten, sculptor Gregory Mara is now completing a life-size bronze sculpture to be placed in permanent memoriam to Chris in Texas. Please help American patriots with this fitting tribute to an American hero. Go to gregmarrastudios.net. That's GREGMARRA studios.net. And make a generous donation or mail what you can to Gregory Morrow Studios, 5005 76th Street, East Bradenton, Florida, 34203. American patriots everywhere will thank you. And, you know, reading that, Barbara, you're listening to Women Patriots on Conservative Nation Radio. The number to call is 718-305-7176. We will be having Michelle Smith joining us shortly from Texas. But reading that, and has anybody yet heard from our president on this great American hero and his loss of life? I still don't think he has given any tribute to this person yet. And that is
not
truly,
a word.
That's a travesty. So, I just, you know, it's just unbelievable. ConservativeNationRadio.org is proud to be associated with the most effective identity, security, and credit monitoring service there is, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information. Using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 a year. There's nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock, go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the LifeLock banner. That's conservativenationradio.org and click on the LifeLock banner. We're going to take a quick break here because our guests should be calling in shortly, and we will be right back. The number here is 1-718-305-7176. You're listening to Women Patriots with Barbara Buffing and Brenda Ward.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony Farag, recording artist, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. So choose a designated driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
How I long to hear you sing beneath the clear blue skies.
A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
Are you struggling with your mortgage payments? Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about your options. Or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Real women, real ladies with real smarts. You're listening to Women Patriots on ConservativeNationRadio.org. We do conservatism right.
And you are back with Women Patriots. Again, the number to call is 718-305-7176. Our guest tonight is going to be Michelle Smith from Texas. She works for the Concerned Women of America there, and she is coming here very shortly. So let's all say hello.
Hi, how are you? Good evening.
I'm good, Michelle. This is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. Thank y'all for having me on tonight.
We're just so glad you could join us. We're all about trying to educate not only women but men and just Americans in general about ways they can get involved and ways they can help get our message out. So I guess, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself first?
Sure. I'm from Texas. I'm the Associate State Director for Concerned Women for America of Texas. CWA is an organization that was founded in 1979 by Mrs. Beverly LaHaye when the Equal Rights Amendment and all that was coming into play, and she felt that conservative women didn't have a voice and believed that we needed to form an organization, and she did it right from her kitchen table, a group of church ladies that she felt, you know, they could come together and lobby for things that they're passionate about, pro-family, pro-life, pro-marriage, you know, and pornography issues. There's so many issues that we kind of touch on with CWA, and of course that's my passion, is to speak truth into public policy, and that's what I do, and that's what we do, and we are in all 50 states, and we are now the nation's largest public policy organization with over 500,000 members nationwide.
Wow, that is a lot of members.
Yeah.
So, do you guys actively protest bills and things in the legislature, or how does it actually work?
We protest and support. It just depends on what they are. We have six core issues, and those are obviously marriage, defined as marriage between one man and one woman. So any bill that would come up in opposition to that, we would either oppose that or support marriage. I know right now in Texas we're currently working on some bills to divorce reform, to build and strengthen families, and kind of, you know, we are losing our families at a rate of more than 60% to divorce in this country, and we want to strengthen that. A lot of times it's not even because people choose to get a divorce. They have to for financial reasons and different things because of the laws that we have here. I don't know, in every state, we don't have legal separation here. So, it, you know, we want to strengthen marriage, obviously sanctity of human life, protecting life from conception to natural death, education reforms. We work in the realm to protect and return the authority to the parents where it belongs, pornography, fighting on all pornographic and obscenity issues, as well as sex trafficking, and then religious liberty. Of course, we know every day that's being taken from us from this current administration and nationwide and even on a state level. And then we also work on national sovereignty issues, you know, making sure that we are ensuring no organization holds any authority in the U.S. or any area supporting the duty of the United States to defend and secure its borders. And so we work on all those issues on each state level. Of course, I'm in Texas, but we have a CWA chapter in almost every state. We don't necessarily have a state director in every state, but we have chapters in each state. And we are currently looking for more directors in different states. If this is something that interests your listeners, we would love to, you know, talk to them about how to get involved and what to do.
Well, absolutely, because obviously the more people you have at the state level, you can make the impact state level, because I think we have to kind of start there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know CWA Texas currently, we are working on a bill. We work a lot of pro-life. I mean, we work, as I said, six core issues, so we're working on a lot of bills. But one specific bill that I'm very, very passionate about is a bill that would require abortion facilities in the state of Texas to come up to ambulatory care standards. A lot of times you'll see that they perform abortions in clinics that are subpar standards, and the physician doesn't have practicing rights at the hospital that's around the corner. And as you may have heard recently, I think it was in Maine, a young woman died because she had an abortion and couldn't reach the physician that performed the abortion, and they didn't know what was wrong with her when she was just delivered to the hospital. And so we believe that if abortions have to be legal, they need to be safe for women. And so, unfortunately, they're legal. So, you know, we're fighting everything we can to shut that practice down and make it safe and legal.
Well,
if it's safe, if it has to be legal.
Right. And here's the question with that, you know, if it's such a good procedure, why aren't more licensed physicians performing it?
Amen.
You know, because
great question.
OBGYN.
It is a good question.
Actually have privileges at the hospital. So it makes you then consider, here are the physicians who aren't wanting to do this practice. And it should lead you to the question of why. So, but that's honestly, you know, if, like you said, they want to say it's safe, and yet that one woman was just, what, 29?
There's one that, there's two that died in the last 2 weeks. One was 29 and the other was 33. And, I mean, and those are all similar situations of, you know, of not having the most, you know, the best of care in those situations.
Or even a lack of empathy from the physician possibly performing the procedure.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Because, you know, that's just not acceptable. It really isn't. So our number here is 1-718-305-7176. If you have any questions or just want to chime in the conversation, you are listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. We have with us Michelle Smith, who is working with Concerned Women of America. And we are just going to be talking about probably everything that's concerned, and a lot of us are concerned with family, Michelle. And unfortunately, we are fighting not just in our communities, but we are fighting on the national level, the mainstream media, and the polling organizations, because they try to say, I don't believe half the polls come out, you know, that try to say that the conservatives are the minority, or that more people support abortion, and that type of thing. And I think that's a message we need to be dealing with also.
But, you know, there, I actually don't think that there's as many women and girls, younger girls today, that go for an abortion. There's more that will have their baby because of their beliefs. There was an awful lot at Rick Santorum's march that they had a couple of weeks ago. They had that abortion march, you know, save the babies.
Yep. I actually walked with him in that.
Yes, I saw it.
Yes.
I did see that. But there was a lot of teenagers there. So I don't, and there's so many places. I actually, my brother posted on Facebook earlier, and I had to repost it. There's a safe place, Baby Safe Haven, you know, and they give a phone number. You know, if you're pregnant, we could help. You know, safe baby, safe place, safe haven. You know, and there's also, like, churches and firehouses, I believe, where if you really don't want your baby after you deliver it, you drop, you know, you drop the baby off there.
Absolutely.
And it's no questions asked.
One thing, you know, especially being women patriots here, when I was up there with Rick Santorum and we did the National March for Life, with CWA on a national level, we lobbied H.R. 447, which is a prenatal non-discrimination act bill. And what that bill does is it prohibits abortions based on race and sex selection. And you might think, what? You know, people are having abortions in America based on sex selection of their child. And absolutely, Live Action did an expose, which caught Planned Parenthood Clinic representatives agreeing to accept funds for babies that they wanted to abort that were girls and or boys. And they were doing this, you know, usually you don't even find out the sex of your child until you're a later term in your pregnancy, so it's very unsafe. And not only that, but, you know, in China they have the one-child policy, which is gendercide, and they now have approximately 37 more male children in China than women, and it's causing all kinds of problems with trouble, abuse, and because these men don't have women to make families because they've killed all the female babies. And you know, this is happening here in America as well. I mean, like I said, it was exposed live action. You know, sometimes it's coercion. You know, the boyfriend or the husband wants a boy versus a girl, and they'll force them to go in and abort the baby so that they can get the child that they want. And so we're working on Representative Trent Franks from Arizona introduced that bill, and it's H.R. 447, and it's PRENDA, or the Prenatal Non-Discrimination Act, and it's a great, fabulous bill that you should call your national, you know, U.S. congressman and ask them to support it. But we also need it on a state level, too, because I think it can work on a state level that we prosecute, you know, strongly for, abortion based on discrimination of race or sex.
Right.
Right.
And, you know, and here's the thing, because the left will always say, they always go back to, well, what if it's rape or what if it's the life of the mother? They never bring up, it's because I don't want a baby girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And somehow we need to own that narrative and be able to say, no, they're doing this because they don't want a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think that strikes home a little more than, you know, because they always go for the emotional argument. And
yeah.
That's something we need to counter. And I don't know how, if concerned women works in that kind of capacity, or are they more on the legislative? Okay.
Well, so we speak out, and our goal with CWA, let me be very clear, our goal, you know, obviously we're a faith-based organization. Each of our chapters, we have what's called prayer chapters, prayer action chapters, and our goal with CWA is to first pray, because obviously, you know, we believe that our higher authority, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, is who is going to help us do this, because we can't do anything alone. And number two is we would educate women or men. We are the organization that loves men, even though our name is Concerned Women for America. We love men, and so we would educate on what's happening and the different kinds of bills and legislation. And then we would take action. We would ask them to write the congressman. We have, you know, media where we would speak to media concerning these issues, and those are the kind of things we start these chapters all over the state to basically from their kitchen table lobby and tell their members either on a state level or a national level what and how we want them to support us. And in Texas, we're having a lobby day March 25th where we're going to literally train you about every bill, how to walk the halls and tell members to support bills, how to get co-sponsors and joint authors and everything. We're going to teach people how to do that, and we do that on every state, on every level.
So. Well, that's really awesome. So we're mm-hmm. going to just take a quick break here, and we will be right back with Michelle Smith of Concerned Women of America. You're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. Our number is 718-305-7176. If you have any questions or any issue you want to discuss, just give us a call.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811, pcsforautomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift. but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
And you're back with Women Patriots, and the number to call, 718-305-7176. And we have Michelle Smith with Concerned Women of America. We're learning from her what areas they've been involved in and the different things that this organization is doing. So welcome back. As far as the family goes, how are you trying to combat this problem that we have with, you know, the divorce? And, you know, in Texas you said it might be for financial reasons, but I think overall marriage isn't, among the heterosexual crowd, and isn't as revered as it once was.
Am I here? Do you have me on?
Yeah, I got you.
Yes, you're here. I'm glad you called back.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I lost her. No, you're here. So that was for you.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry about that. As far as marriage, you know, obviously, I know we have a serious, you know, issue in America. The divorce is crumbling families, and it's damaging to children, and we believe that there needs to be some assistance with family, and divorce doesn't need to be as easy as paying your phone bill. It needs to be a very serious decision that families make, and obviously we want to assist them in trying to get counseling and help, and even to get them to see what happens when this decision happens. And obviously we firmly believe in marriage between, you know, and trying to keep it, you know, between one man and one woman for life, and that's becoming a rarity in America, and we have to stand for truth, and some people, it's very difficult, you know, of course we don't want women that are being abused in any of that kind of situation, but we do believe that families need help, and people need to see that, and so we are working on legislation that would make divorce a little bit harder.
Well, and absolutely, because, you know, it is kind of just like people go into it thinking, well, if it doesn't work, I can always get out.
Mm-hmm.
And our parents didn't do that. Go ahead, Barbara.
That's what I did when I married my first husband. I was 18 mm-hmm. and pregnant. And mm-hmm. I knew walking up that aisle that there was going to be a way out, because I wanted to give my daughter a name. I didn't know she was a girl because they didn't check back then.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the mentality, because divorce rate was so high back then. In the 80s, divorce rate was very high. So I went in to that marriage knowing that I would I'd have a way out by getting divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got, 18 years ago, I married my husband, who I'm married to still, and there's moments where I'd like to just throw him out of the house, but I'm sure there's moments he'd like to throw me out. But I'm a very spiritual person. I believe in a God, and I let God take me through all everything, because if I don't go through the bad, I'm not going to enjoy the good.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if we have sunshine every day, we're going to take it for granted.
Well, we all know love is not a feeling. It's an action, and it's a choice that we have to make consciously, because there are days, I've been married to my husband, praise the Lord, this May, 20 years, and there are days when we probably want to strangle each other, but instead we choose to love each other. And then there are days that are wonderful, and I'm so grateful for the time that I'm so grateful that the Lord gave him to me as my husband.
Right.
And so it's a choice, and it's a hard choice at times. And
mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we need help. We need counseling. We need to learn how to communicate and get through those, as one book I read calls it the crazy cycle, where you just stay in the negative mode and you got to change how you think and how you perceive that person that is your, you know, soulmate, the person that you marry, you chose to marry. And so you have to be committed to that vow, because God doesn't break the covenant, we do. You know?
Right. It's where I rely on my God when I get to that point. And I was also, after I was divorced from my first husband, you know, a friend of mine's grandmother looked at me one day and she goes, "Love is blind and marriage is an eye-opener." And how true that is.
How true it is.
You don't know what somebody's like until you live with them.
And share a textbook and children.
And I think some of that too, Michelle, I don't know if you agree with this, plays into our society is that everything's supposed to be easy. You know, there is nothing that you have to really work at. But marriage is something that you have to work at. It's not, it doesn't just all flow nice and easy. There's ups and downs, there's financial things, there's things with the children, you know, just all kinds of things that happen. And I think we need to probably prepare people a little more going into that and understanding that, you know, it's not all going to be roses.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's hard work. It's not easy at all. It's hard work. But, you know, there's a blessing if you can see past the, you know, the negative stuff, because sometimes all that gets in the way. So, you know, marriage, we want to protect marriage. And, I mean, we have to stand for truth, even if, you know, some people, even if we stand alone on those issues. And, unfortunately, you know, with the situation with our Medicaid and all the things that is costing America, I mean, divorce is one of the main causes, because a lot of times, you know, you have women and children who are left with no money and no way to support themselves. And so the burden falls on everyone in America, and we need to strengthen families in order to strengthen our economy. I mean, if you're not a social conservative, you're costing us fiscally. And so I tell people that all the time, because social issues cost us a lot of money. And so,
right. Yeah, because that's where you run into the single, a lot more single mothers and being on the welfare system as their safety net. And that does cost a lot of money. So, go ahead.
Well, and there are some moms that have that can do it. And I don't want to, you know, this is not a slide on single moms. I think they're some of the most hardworking women, and my heart goes out to them. And I think men, we need strong men that will stand up and stay with their families. And we need, you know, moral purity in marriage. I mean, some people, it's been a study recently that I read that said that it didn't even matter about moral purity in a marriage. And I thought, whoa, we're not getting that far now, are we? That we don't even care if our spouse is not morally pure to us as a married couple. That's just, I hope we're not getting to that point.
Yeah. Well, I believe, too, that couples are getting married later in age, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they would hopefully stay together after they have their career, but then after so many years, it's really hard to kind of settle down with somebody and... But I don't know. I haven't been out there in the dating world in a lot of years.
I don't really think I'd want to be out there. I think it's a tough world out there. But you are listening to Women Patriots. The call-in number is 718-305-7176. If you want to join in the discussion, we have Michelle Smith from Concerned Women of America. It's a policy... public policy organization, women's organization for conservative women and for conservative principles. And we're just talking anything and everything. So just give us a call if you have any questions for Michelle. Right now, we just happen to be talking about marriage. And while we're talking about marriage, ladies, I want to bring this up, because this is something I actually heard Ben Shapiro say the other day, and it made a lot of sense to me, because, you know, we're... And again, I would agree with Michelle on the single parents. You know, if you're a single mother, we're not putting down all single mothers. You know, at one point I was a single mother, but we do have to realize this is kind of the same thing with racial profiling, that there is a set group of people that will never get out of the cycle of being on welfare. You know, and these are issues that have to be addressed. But we by no means want to put down any single parent, mother, father, whatever. That's not what we're trying to do. We're just working through some of the woes that have brought us to the state that we are in here in America right now.
And right.
So,
Dr. Carson said it well. I mean, have you heard his life story? I mean, his mother worked three jobs, didn't know how to read.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to go in the welfare system. And the guy, he made some mistakes in his life as a teenager and in school and everything. But his mom basically cracked the whip. And he's a neurosurgeon today. Pediatric neurosurgeon, you know, and not only that, he's the head of, so that, when I see that, I'm like, if anybody has an excuse, that's all it is an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said that his mother didn't want to go on welfare because once you run the system, it's hard to get off.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and what I was going to get to before on Ben Shapiro, because we're talking about they want to change the definition of marriage, which I'm totally against, and I would assume that CWA is also against. But
absolutely.
If you're going to define marriage as two people who love each other, then that means two brothers can get married if they love each other. Father and daughter can get married if they love each other, because that's your definition of marriage. When marriage as instituted was between man and woman in order to produce children, you know, that's what God tells us, and that's what we know is what people get married for and to produce those children. And so I think that's an excellent way to point out the obvious to those who would like to change the definition.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely, we defend marriage between one man and one woman. But, of course, with CWA, all of our principles are based on biblical truths. And, you know, God gave us marriage when he created Eve from the rib of Adam. He didn't create Steve. He created Eve. And
right.
That is so that we could procreate and have children. And you obviously cannot do that with two men or two women. It is the biblical definition of marriage is between one man and one woman. And that's not our argument. That is our biblical truth that we are given from our Lord. And so we fight on that based on that truth. And I understand, you know, other people feel that, you know, they should be able to have a right to marriage. But the definition should stay between one man and one woman. Now, should, you know, we understand. But that's what we believe the definition is.
Right. And that's the only definition that really makes sense when you look at it. It can't just be two people who love each other, because that doesn't make any sense.
What?
And if only men married men and women married women, we would die out, because that is not natural. They cannot reproduce, you know,
right,
in that situation. So that's something to keep in mind, too. And I just need to take a quick break. Hopefully, Michelle, you can hang with us for a little while. And you are listening to Women Patriots, and we do take calls at 718-305-7176. Join our own warrior Catholic, Chris Ricketts, on conservativenationradio.org every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Chris isn't afraid to wave the banner of Christianity in a world becoming hostile to the biblical principles. Actually, former Marines aren't afraid of anything, are they? Join Chris to talk about Christianity, the Holy Bible, and God's plan for mankind's salvation. And he might also explain his plan to teach the Swiss Guards a thing or two. The Warrior Catholic Show with Chris Ricketts, Wednesdays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives.
Go, Caleb! Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Women Patriots with Brenda Ward on conservativenationradio.org.
And we're back with, I'm Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffering, my co-host, and we have Michelle Smith with Concerned Women of America. And I can't say that enough because we need to be informing people about these organizations, Michelle, because I think that's the way we get the message out. We're combating a media that's trying to tell us that conservatism is dead, and then that's just not simply the case. So if you want to call us, give us a call at 718-305-7176. Okay. So you're fighting for marriage and obviously pro-life. And how about, do you guys do anything with, like, say, gun control issues or anything of that sort?
Well, do I personally? Yes. Matter of fact, I'm also a council member, and I'm fighting that issue on a local level. But CWA does not take up, we take up national sovereignty issues. Like if the UN tried to come in and do something, then we would take that issue up. But one of the things that we are, you know, fighting for is on education level. I know here in Texas specifically, I'm sorry that I know this is more national, but it is important for people on a national level to know that there is a specific online curriculum called C-Scope, which we've been dealing with here in Texas, and it's a very liberal, humanistic, socialistic curriculum that has snuck in here all of a sudden, had no oversight previously until we fought it, of the State Board of Education, and actually kind of had some ties back to the federal government, and We really have to watch our children's education system on every level of government, in every state, because, you know, we know our friends on the left, or not necessarily, some of them are not our friends, want to, they have an agenda that they want to use to train our children, to desensitize them to issues that we've been working hard to train our children to believe. And so, it's very, very important to be watching what's going on because, you know, Hitler used to say if he can gain access to the minds of children, then he can conquer the world, or some quote, I can't remember, but he was talking about having impact with starting with our kids.
And, absolutely. And I know we have a similar thing going on here in Indiana, and since Texas was out in the lead on this, we were able to actually get the word out before they implemented these online programs. But they were teaching things like that the Tea Party, mm-hmm. They were terrorists.
Often Tea Party was an act of terrorism.
Absolutely.
And they were teaching socialism, like telling the children in fifth grade or sixth grade to draw a flag of a socialistic country and what would their flag look like and what designs would they have. And you know, some of that, you know, people say, well, what's the big deal about that? Really? I mean, why is that a big deal? Well, the problem is that who do you have? The C-SCUB curriculum in Texas is a management system that allows teachers to pull from the computer different lessons that they want to add to this curriculum. It's not necessarily a scope and sequence curriculum where you have a scope and a sequence of how you're going to teach it. This is a curriculum that can be altered. And so what if you have someone say, like, and I'm just going to throw a random name, Bill Ayers, or
someone with a radical, you know, leftist view that's teaching your children for 8 hours a day something that they can alter the curriculum, and the, even the superintendent or principal doesn't necessarily know exactly what they're adding to that curriculum. And the other thing is they're teaching world religion, and while I understand and I'm fine with teaching world religion, but world religion specifically needs to be scoped and sequenced. I want to know exactly what and how my child is being taught, because if you have an atheist teaching Christian children about Christianity, obviously that perspective is going to be different than if you have a Christian teaching about Christianity. And so a scope and sequence exactly how it's being taught and what is being taught, I think is should be mandatory for any public education system that's going to teach on those type of topics.
Right, and we need oversight, because my understanding in Texas is that nobody had oversight of what was actually being taught. You know, it didn't go through a place like our textbooks go through, you know, a board and get reviewed.
Well, Texas has been the gold standard for curriculum because we had an oversight. We were making sure that creationism was being taught, and we were making sure we were having big fights over this because these books were coming in from California and different states, and we weren't allowing them. But when the online curriculum came in, there was absolutely no oversight.
And that's where it gets scary, because you don't know. And you brought Bill Ayers up, and he actually was the speaker in a conference for teachers.
Yeah.
And this man is a domestic terrorist.
Absolutely.
And he's a known socialist, Marxist. Yes. And this is why it matters, people. This is why it matters. And, Michelle, I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm of the opinion that school is to teach science and math and reading, and leave
Absolutely.
The religious teaching and the sexual teaching to the parents.
Absolutely, absolutely. We are actually working on another bill here in Texas regarding that. I think other states should take up this bill. And what it is we are going to try to ban any abortion provider. We're not necessarily narrowing it to Planned Parenthood, but any abortion provider from being able to go into our children's school and teach sex education. And not only that, but it has to be an opt-in thing where parents have to be notified that their child is being taught sex ed, so they can at least have a conversation or go up to the school and find out what's being taught to their children. Obviously, that would be the best thing for them to do, but that's a bill that we're really working on, because Planned Parenthood has an agenda with our children as well.
Absolutely. And I think Indiana is a lot like Texas. In fact, I even grill my teenager on this, you know. about what they were teaching him in school. And we've been pretty fortunate that that hasn't creeped in here. But like you said, in California and places, other places across the country, it's not the same thing. These children are being taught the LBG agenda, lesbian, bisexual, gay agenda, and other things at school. And I don't believe that's an appropriate place to teach them. And for one, but I also don't want them teaching those kind of things to my children. Mine are grown, but I have grandchildren too that I would prefer that they not impose their opinions on, you know, because that's basically what it comes down to, is their opinion on that. But so that's actually another way that Concerned Women is active across the country. Mm-hmm. So anybody listening out there, you should be checking out this website. Michelle said earlier in the program, it's been functioning since 1979, so this is probably one of the longest-running conservative group of women. And, Michelle, here's the interesting thing, is that, you know, the early feminists were not pro-abortion. They believed in the life of the child. They were just wanted women to be able to vote and actually express an opinion on a subject. And we have come, the feminists today are doing, I believe, are doing more harm to women on a whole. I think that's why we see more abuse of women, because they aren't treated like ladies, because men aren't taught that anymore. And I think it's contributed to kind of to the downward slide that we see.
Yeah. I totally agree, especially women that hold political positions, too. I mean, I told you as well, I am elected official as well, and I mean, to be a woman in politics is like walking into the lion's den, and you know, there's a lot of testosterone in politics, if you've ever heard that before. And it's a very tough place for a woman to be, because we are made different, and we celebrate our differences. God made us that way, and you know, we have differences in how we think and how we act and our emotions and all of that, and that's not a bad thing. That is a very good thing. We celebrate the fact that we are mothers and we are you know, wives, and but we should have equal treatment when we are in an office and be respected as such. And it's a difficult place that women find themselves in a political arena.
And being a conservative woman, I think maybe even more so.
I would absolutely agree with that.
Yeah, look what they did to Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin. Mm-hmm.
And these were women that were doing this to women.
Mm-hmm.
It's just mind-boggling that, you know, they don't, and these are very smart women. These are mm-hmm. very intelligent women. They didn't get to where they are by being stupid.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You don't hear them saying things like the First Amendment guarantees my right to keep my gun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they don't say that kind of thing because they know that's not true, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the media just goes demonizes them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, heaven forbid the Republicans have the first woman president. We, the Democrats are the ones that are pro-women. And in reality, they're not. They're not pro-women.
Yeah.
They're just pro-agenda.
Yeah.
They have an agenda, mm-hmm. and they use the feminism and the, quote, war on women to push that agenda. So
mm-hmm.
it's really a tough world for a conservative woman
mm-hmm.
to be in.
So, absolutely. It is absolutely.
So are you on the council, or what position are you?
I serve on the Rockwall City Council. It's near Dallas. We're about 20 miles north of Dallas, and we're a town of about 40,000. And I'm actually not going to serve again. I really believe and feel led of the Lord to help in the public policy arena and try to change our culture back to its moral foundation and back to our heritage. And so I've served my full 2 years. This coming May, I will complete my term, and I'm going to pour my life into public policy and CWA, and that's what I believe is where my calling is right now. And so,
yeah, and we have to realize too, you know, this isn't going to change overnight because this has been going on for a number of years, and I say this probably every week on my program. But if we don't, you know, if we don't work, it's never going to change. It's only going to get worse. So, you know, just starting even on the local level, or, you know, you have your national and your local levels, and just, you know, trying to stop the progression for one thing, and then, you know, try to get some reversal going on. But
we do need good conservative women. We need good conservative women and good conservative men to run for every level of government, whether it be school board, whether it be council, whether it be, you know, state, local, judiciary, any of that. And council, they can say, is a nonpartisan, but it absolutely is very partisan. And you need to know who you're electing on those levels. They can harm you the most.
Because they're actually giving up the city's money. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
people, the city council actually does do that kind of thing. And mm-hmm. I think if you actually look back at a recent history, there were some members of the city council in California that were ripping taxpayers off right and left, you know, with their
yep.
money grabs. So that's very, very important. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. If you have a question, 718-305-7176. This is Brenda Ward, and our guest is Michelle Smith from Concerned Women of America, and my co-host, Barbara Buffing.
For Talk Radio News Service, I'm Jeff Holtzman. President Obama today asked Congress to replace the sequester, which is slated to begin taking effect on March 1st. Flanked by a handful of first responders, the president warned that the automatic spending cuts would cost thousands of those workers their jobs. In addition, he said the cuts would slash tons of jobs in education and the military.
These cuts are not smart. They are not fair. They will hurt our economy. They will add hundreds of thousands of Americans to the unemployment rolls. This is not an abstraction. People will lose their jobs.
The president challenged lawmakers to work quickly on a plan to replace the sequester, which would slice spending by $1.2 trillion over the next decade. But he also said that he'd accept a smaller package to delay the cuts for just a year. He praised a plan crafted by Senate Democrats that would save $110 billion through an even mix of tax increases and health care savings. In a statement, however, Republican House Speaker John Boehner shut the door on new taxes. The debate about raising more revenue, he said, is now closed. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News Service, Washington.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck as a gift to Dave 2037, so he can spend it on things like anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. Something cool like that. I think Dave 2037 deserves it. He worked hard. What are you getting Steve 2037?
I guess I was thinking Steve 2037 would just fend for himself.
Well, all right. But don't expect to be borrowing my anti-gravity boots.
You want to have money in your future? You got to start saving now. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
Hey, let's just hope Steve 2037 doesn't get his hands on a cool time machine, because he is going to come back here and knock some sense into you.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
And you're back with Women Patriots, Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffering. The number to call is 718-305-7176. And we have Michelle Smith here for a little bit longer from Concerned Women of America. If you have any questions, feel free to call in or just want to add to the discussion. The phone lines are open. So what do you think of that address today, Michelle, from our president and his props?
Well, I hate to say that I didn't see it. I actually had a prayer chapter meeting today. We were praying for our president, and so forgive me, I haven't had time to catch up on today's media. Please inform me.
Oh, that's okay. He was trying to say that if sequester goes into effect, that, you know, the first responders are going to lose their jobs, and, you know, he's trying to blackmail the American people and try to blame the Republicans when he's the one that suggested sequester in the first place.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And instead of, you know, like I talked earlier, you know, instead of making the non-essential cuts in those agencies, you know, he's making it like we got to cut the front lines. And it's just kind of, to me, it's just like, really? We've got to cut the spending. Mm-hmm. And this is what, go ahead.
Absolutely. And that's number one is we need a budget.
And here's the thing, because people were actually kind of down on Speaker Boehner for you know, giving the concessions on the taxes. But I read an article that said that that was probably a maneuver on his part to get to this part in the sequester so that they could make real cuts in spending. And it seems like that is playing out, and I really hope they stick to their guns, because, you know, the government is so out of control. It is just ridiculous.
If we operated our family budgets like our federal government, we would not be able to survive, you know. And why do we continue to allow this? I have no idea. We reelect people that we know, you know, are not balancing our budget, not even making an effort to balance our budget.
Yes.
It's very serious.
And then there are the few that are trying to get things said and, you know, make a deal out of it, and oh, it's the Republicans won't budge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they have that kind of a war going on. It's like, come on, people, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the sad thing is...
Go ahead, Barbara.
The sad thing is the uninformed people fall for it. because they don't know any better. I had somebody tell me that she's been a registered Republican for most of her life, and now she's going to change it. I'm like, well, you know, stop listening to CNN.
Well, a lot of times what I've... Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, a lot of times what we find, I know I personally went to Ohio during the presidential campaign to work, obviously, for Romney, because I felt very strongly about that, but I learned really quickly the cultural differences in the different states really quickly. And a lot of times we vote what we've always done, kind of like the definition of insanity, doing the same. We vote what our parents were, and we don't really know the platform. And one thing I learned when I was up there is I took a copy of the Republican Party platform and the Democratic Party platform, and when everybody said to me, well, I believe Obama is closer to understanding what the people's wants are. I mean, that was what they would tell me, and I was shocked because in Texas, you know, you just... You don't have that. And so, and so I when I went up there, and I was in Defiance, which is up, you know, near Indiana there, but I would show them the platform, and they would say, this is in the platform? And I said, yes, your party left you a long time ago. This is not your mom and dad's Democratic Party. This is a radically different party than the party, you know, that you grew up with, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and part of the problem is the media, because they do not expose the things, you know, that they'll go after. The, like, Romney was wrong for apologizing, for saying he wouldn't apologize for no America and our freedom of speech, and yet the story should have been our ambassador was murdered in Benghazi. And yet,
you know,
go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm here. I'm sorry. It's funny you say that, because the Benghazi thing, because when I was in D.C. recently for that National Walk for Life, a couple of us just decided to do a little survey, a couple of us women from CWA, and we were in the Union Station there, and we got our phones out, and this is just a little survey that we tried to do, and we walked around a bunch of people that were just randomly sitting there eating their lunches, and we asked if we could record just a quick question, and the question was, what do you know about Benghazi? And you would look at their faces, and they didn't even know what that was or what happened.
Goodness.
And that was really sad for me to see that, you know, these a lot of these were young 20-somethings, and you asked them, what is Benghazi? And they had no clue. They couldn't even tell you.
Yeah, and that's how far we have come into a propaganda state in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really sad. And what they do is they mock Fox News and anybody who would listen to Fox News as being stupid, so that they can just try to discredit them right off the top. And I have people even on Twitter ask me, the election's over, you lost. That's what they say. And it's like, this is not what this is about. This is about gross incompetence. This is about a lie and a cover-up of the first ambassador murdered in over 30 years while on the job.
Yes.
And they don't
have hours
to
fire. Yeah. Yeah, that's people say, that's old news. No, it's not.
No.
You know, we just found out the president went to bed after 5:30 after his meeting. Are you serious?
We have a desensitized world that doesn't even care that this has happened, or even understand it, or can comprehend it.
Right. And Benghazi took a sore spot for me.
Well, because the media didn't see fit to cover it, because it, again, didn't fit their agenda that Al-Qaeda is dead. Well, Al-Qaeda is not dead. Nor will it be dead.
No, they're stronger, and they're angry for what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, well, Michelle, I really want to thank you for joining us. Barb, do you have any more questions for Michelle?
No, I do not, but I want to, again, reiterate to everybody, I did put Michelle's website in the chat room. It's www.cwfa.org, and C see if you can get involved in your state. As Michelle stated earlier, that there is the Concerned Women for America on in every state, and some do not have directors. Mm-hmm. So try and get involved that way.
Absolutely. Ladies, thank you so much for having me on. I greatly appreciate the time that we've had to talk tonight, and thank you for all you're doing for America and the work that y'all do. It takes all of us to make a difference, and greatly appreciate y'all.
Thank you. We appreciate you coming on and explaining it.
And we appreciate the work that you're doing, too, in Texas. So.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sal.
Have a wonderful evening. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye. Okay, guys, that was Michelle Smith from Concerned Women of America. You need to check it out. That's another group that's out there working for the conservative principles. We are not alone in this fight. Don't believe the mainstream media. Don't believe the polls. I hate the polls because I know they're skewering the polls to make it sound like we are losing this battle. But we are not going to lose this battle. And the reason we're not going to lose this battle is because of people like Michelle Smith and Monica Boyer and Emery McClendon and all these people, Stacey Swamp, and all these people who are out there, Kira Davis, and many of these other people who are out there working for the conservative cause. Together, we can win this battle. Make sure to join former U.S. Navy SEAL Carl Higbee on the Sound of Freedom with Hig and Resch, Thursdays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. You've probably seen Carl on Fox and Friends. He's the well-known author of Battle on the Home Front and an outspoken critic of the Obama administration. That
and he
alone,
just had a baby girl.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He's a proud papa. So I'm sure we're going to hear about that on Thursday. That alone means he fits right in here. So listen to The Sound of Freedom with Carl Higbee and former Navy JAG attorney Guy Reschthaler. Thursdays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And you're listening to Women Patriots. The number to call is 718-305-7176 and join the conversation. But let's just assume for a minute that you're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org because you're a conservative. You love America and our Constitution, just like we do. And since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from books to bumper stickers and patriotic t-shirts to flags. And your pipeline to that good stuff is right here at conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website, conservativenationradio.org, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best known warehouse for all your conservative revolution needs. Wave your flag, proudly display your love for America and the conservative revolution starting right now. Just go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution. Real conservatism for real conservatives. We're going to just take a quick break and we will be right back.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here? Quash. Who's asking? I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect.
I love my job.
Oak Tree?
Stop.
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like, consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The Forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
All right, and you're back. It's about a quarter after the hour with Women Patriots, Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing, 718-305-7176. Well, I don't know, Barbara, but that makes me excited to know that there are so many organizations like Concerned Women of America that are actually out there working actively to promote family-oriented policy and conservative policy.
Absolutely. You know, and people say, well, not people, but the Dems, you know, they're like, oh, they want to bring you way back into the 50s and all that kind of noise that they've been making. But you know what? They were family-oriented back then.
Yes, and there's nothing wrong with being family-oriented.
Absolutely not.
It's actually a good thing.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you.
If you go back before the 50s, which is where we're going to end up because of these policies that are going to drive everybody into poverty, you're going to have the families all living together again.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say that too when Michelle was on. My parents were divorced, and we didn't get welfare or anything like that. We ended up living with my grandparents because that's what families do. You know,
yeah,
families help each other.
Families help families. It shouldn't be the government bails you out. Your family
right.
should be there to help you if you need that help. And I understand in some instances there is no family. But
right.
see, what we've got to do is get out of this thinking that the government's going to take care of everybody, and the government needs to be there for the people that don't have somebody to help take care of them or the people who cannot physically take care of themselves. But you started
right.
to bring up minimum wage, and this is what Obama doesn't understand. You raise that minimum wage, you're raising the cost of a hamburger for everybody in every family. You're going to drive people out of business. Those
exactly.
jobs aren't meant to support the family.
Right.
You know, they're just
then,
not.
With everything else going up, $9 an hour is not going to be nothing to write home about either. You know,
no.
you're going to end up in the same situation that you're at.
Right. And so where does it stop? Do we keep raising the minimum wage until everybody's out of business and nobody has a job? I mean,
well, that's what Mr. Obama, I'm sure, would like for that to happen.
Yes. And you and I think we probably agree. I think he's deliberately trying to destroy the economy because I don't think anybody can be that stupid.
I agree.
So
I totally agree.
Well, I guess they can be that stupid because people have voted for him.
Yeah, you got a point there, Brenda. Good point.
To this Obama supporter in Cincinnati, you know, because Ohio was a big state for us, and, you know, we were all complaining about the voter fraud that we were pretty sure went on because we all felt pretty good going into election night about the turnout.
Yeah.
And this lady is actually a veteran Ohio poll worker. And she
yeah.
said she cast an absentee ballot, and then she voted at the polls as well. And she signed up thousands of people to vote, and she may have voted a total of 6 times because she voted for her daughter.
Her daughter.
Granddaughter.
Her brother who sometimes stays there.
Yes. So she voted 6 times. One Democrat voted 6 times for Obama in Cincinnati. There's more than this. We had the cases of where they were voting the mentally ill, and we know this went on. We know this went on in Philadelphia when they wouldn't let the Republicans in the polls. We know this went on, and yet, what do we do? You know, what do we do? I know they're working, the True the Vote is actually working on the Florida election and the Allen West election there in Florida. It would be great if they could actually prove
that that part of the election was stolen, because we need to fix the election process in this country. And I don't mean by creating more early voting, Mr. Obama. I don't care if you have to wait in line 4 hours to vote. You should be proud to wait in that line 4 hours.
Yes, it is criminal.
Yeah, but, you know, he's like, we want to make it so you don't have to wait in line. Well, that's how we got in this mess in the first place, all this early voting and all this nonsense goes on, and, oh, you can register right up to the day, and no, you don't have to have an ID. You know, Obama lost in all the states they had to have ID to vote.
And they're actually, see, here in North Carolina, we now have a Republican governor. First one in well over 100 years, finally. But he cut back the unemployment because people were able to get, I believe it was like $525. Well, you know what? If I sat home on unemployment, I would be making more than I'm making now.
A week?
Yes.
Oh, really?
And yes.
That's insane. And the taxpayers paid that.
Yes. And, of course, it got extended forever. So now we have Pat McCrory in as our governor. And he said, okay, that's it. You know, so they cut it down to $325, $350. And the money that we owe the federal government, he's paying back a lot of that money. And he's also overturning Obamacare. We're opting out on that as well.
Awesome. Awesome. As you know, we have we had Mitch Daniels, and now we have Mike Pence. Strong conservative here in Indiana. We have a Republican majority. However, we're not real happy with the Republican majority because Governor Pence wanted to give the taxpayers a break. But the House and the Senate think they want to keep that money and use it. And I'm sorry. No. Give us
yeah,
back our money.
No is right.
You know, they need to learn, you know, to be cost-effective. Be cost-effective
right.
And give us back that money because taxpayers are going to run out of money. And this is just the beginning, folks. If you're listening out there, the taxes that are going to kick in with Obamacare, it's going to hurt the middle class the most. And when it hurts the middle class, it's going to hit the lower class because we're the ones paying the taxes. Millionaires don't pay taxes. They get out of paying their taxes. They're going to leave the country. They're already leaving the country. I think they had like 1,500 leave the country last year. I mean, they're going to leave the country. This is serious business. This doesn't work. It has never worked. It didn't work in Greece. It didn't work in Spain. It has never worked. And it won't work here. And yeah, it's just very, very frustrating. And then for him to get out there.
I don't know where he thinks, why he thinks it's even going to work. I mean, it's just, it just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make any sense at all.
That's why he comes to the conclusion to get out to destroy America. He wants to bring America down to the level of other third world countries because he doesn't believe, he's anti-colonialist. And he believes that we exploited people to get to the greatness that we have in this country. He believes, like his nomination, Hagel, for this Department of Defense, that America has been bullies and that we created these problems, a lot like Ron Paul thinks, because if you go to the far right on the libertarian policy, you find that they're pretty close to the liberals on the foreign policy, and they're both wrong. You know, they're both wrong. It's not, we did not want to get involved in these foreign affairs. We were actually driven to it because you can't stay out of them.
Right.
And that started back with our founding fathers and the pirates of Tripoli. And we had to go to war there to protect our sailors. And, you know, the world wars when Germany was taking over, and, you know, we had to get involved or we would have lost the entire free world, you know.
Right.
But with might, with strength, becomes responsibility, and we have a responsibility. However, this president seems to think that we don't, and that Christians are bad. and Muslims are good, and America is bad. And actually, here
we're the bullies of the world, don't you know?
Yes, we are the bullies of the world.
That is what Mr. Hagel said.
Yes, I know he did. And why are we even considering this man? He hates Israel.
He hates Israel, and he loves Iran. Right in tune with the Obama. That's why Obama wants him.
I know, that's why he wants him. Plus, he's a Republican, so he can continue to blame the Republicans for the prop.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. And here, released, this is how far out they are, okay? There's an internal video from the USDA where the staffers in this cultural sensitivity training that they did several years ago chanting that the pilgrims were illegal aliens.
Yes,
and
I heard
we,
that.
And we as tax funders, taxpayers, funded this session. And it even says, this guy giving this thing says, makes a joke about how their minority is going to become the majority. And I have said for years, the most discriminated against person in America is the white American male. And it's coming to fruition. If you're white and you're male, you're bad. That's what they're saying to people. You should be ashamed to be white and male in America, which is just a crock of fooey.
Yeah,
you know, it is. I mean, this is what they're teaching our kids. This is what they're teaching, apparently, adults in the Capitol. And it's just very, very frustrating. What is happening to our country? And how has it gotten this bad? Oh, my. If you're listening out there, you're listening to Women Patriots, give us a call, 718-305-7176. Next week, we have a special guest. We're going to have Jan Morgan with us. She's going to be talking with us about guns and gun control and safety for women. Because despite what they say, your best defense as a woman is to be packing that gun at your side. Because then you're going to prevent yourself from being harmed, as in rape or death. Or whatever might be happening. Just like
did
that
you hear all the stupid stuff that was going on about rape?
What's that?
There's a lot of stupid stuff. Bob Beckel apparently said something like date rape isn't as bad as regular rape.
Oh, he did. Yeah, he said that on the Five today. And they're like, really, Bob? Really? Really?
I don't know why they keep them. I mean, I know they like to have a different viewpoint on things, but good Lord.
Well, actually, today
that's out of control.
This was weird, too. He was pro-fracking today, which I'm pretty sure he wasn't before, but apparently he thinks fracking is okay.
Yeah, my husband was saying he didn't have work today, so and he was telling me a little bit about what was on the Five. What I just... said it was, that's what I had heard, saw on Facebook earlier. So they had all that.
Vincent dropped in the chat room, a conservative woman with a gun is a dangerous thing. You better believe it, honey.
So just don't mess with us and you'll know better.
We know how to use those things, okay? I'm waiting for my permit. And I'm going to go to the range and I'm going to practice because I'm going to get pretty darn good with my little gun I'm going to be carrying. Because I tell you what, even in our little city here where I've always felt pretty safe, you know, we've had a rash of robberies. And this is only going to increase as the poverty sets in, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
People out there for the easy money. And so, you know, I just want to be able to protect myself and my family. So I am working on that. And yes, I'm going to be very dangerous. anyway, we're coming up on a break and we will be right back with Women Patriots. The number to call is 718-305-7176.
Are you tired of your hard-earned money going to support liberal and progressive enterprises? I know I am. That's why I shop at thethirdlantern.com. This conservative marketplace ensures that your money is well spent and supports conservative entrepreneurs dedicated to making their products here in America. Look, I'm a business owner. I know how hard it can be to get your product out there. Get on his vendors list, and it will help your sales. I have had his barbecue sauce. It is amazing. Check out the website, thethirdlantern.com. That's the number 3, RD, lantern.com. Send your liberal friends there and tell them Higgin Resch sent you. thethirdlantern.com. Put your money where your ideology is.
It's easy to take your world for granted. Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if everything familiar becomes anything but? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought...
Real women. Real ladies with real smarts. You're listening to Women Patriots on ConservativeNationRadio.org. We do conservatism right.
And we are back at 30 after the hour. The number to call, 718-305-7176. Whatever your thoughts might be for the week. I'm glad they caught that murderer out in California, Barbara, before he could do much more damage, although he did manage to kill another sheriff deputy. But I am appalled. I am just appalled at all the people calling him a hero.
It's sickening.
Isn't it? Because, you know, the first two people he killed, they were cops. They were the daughter of his lawyer and her fiancé.
Yeah.
Innocent people. And I'm not, I don't agree even if he killed cops. I mean, yeah, they might be corrupt cops, but it's just disgusting to me that anybody could think that he should be praised for what he was doing. But I am glad they got him and stopped him before there could be any more carnage than what there was. And yet, this guy was a pro-Obama, pro-gun ban person.
And you don't hear it on the news very often, do you?
Nope, not going to hear that. Oh, yes, and about the Sandy Hook guy. Did you hear this? He picked that school. Now, listen up, folks.
Because yes, I did.
He picked that school because he wanted to take out the most people. He wanted to take out more people than that Swedish guy that took out 70. And he knew that they wouldn't have anybody armed there. He deliberately picked the gun-free zone and an elementary school. So guess who was right in this gun debate? The NRA president who said to put armed guards in the school. He would have never gone there.
Right.
He would have never gone there. He picked it because it was an easy target and he thought he could kill the most people there. That just blows their argument right out of the water.
Yep. Oh, they were talking about it. It was somebody else, too. Oh, gosh, this was the other day, and I think maybe somebody was dreaming or something. It was... somebody else in a different country shot up and set like 44 people and he wanted to shoot up more. I don't know. You get some crazy stories around. But, yeah, they're pulling strings. They're pulling out anything that they could pull out just to nullify or actually
they want our guns.
Promote their agenda.
Yeah, and the only way they can totally take over America is if they get our guns.
Right.
And this isn't about assault weapons. They're not assault weapons, people.
I wish
an assault weapons fan. Go ahead.
I went to go get myself a sandwich this afternoon, and the woman at Boston Market, I just love her to death. And we talk all the time. She actually came from the back when she heard my voice to come out and chit-chat with me, and we were talking for a bit. And I asked her if she knew, you know, when that happened prior where people were where guns were taken away. And she just kind of looked at me dumbfounded. I said, oh, well, go back to your history and look up Hitler. I said, yeah. He wooed his people and was friends with them, and everybody loved him, thought he was great. Hey, let's take your guns and history.
He bragged about having the first national gun registry.
Yeah.
So it sounds kind of familiar to me, and they say history repeats itself, and yet we never seem to learn. But they're not teaching. You know, like Michelle was kind of addressing there with this online learning that are teaching that our founding fathers were terrorists, which
right.
is just, you know, that's just disgusting. And
yeah.
they even try to teach that the Muslims were here first. Well, you know what? I don't care if you were here first. You didn't settle this country. That would be our founding fathers. That would be Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, James Adams, James Madison.
George Washington.
These are the people that fought for this country.
That's
and
right.
settled this country. And the only people we have wronged in this country would be the American Indian. You know, those are the only people in this country because they are truly the ones that were here before all of us with the American Indians. But, you know, it's just when they start telling you this nonsense, you know, I don't care if you were here first. You've got your own country. What have you done with it? Nothing, apparently.
Yeah.
You know, nothing. Because
yeah,
all the
exactly.
innovation... All the innovation came from America. And
yeah.
the Chinese are hacking us because they aren't smart enough to develop what we have. They're stealing it from us. But guess
yeah.
what? Guess what, people, if you're listening out there, we owe them $1.2 trillion. We are broke. We don't have money in our government, and we need to cut our spending because our president and our government is going to do nothing about this stealing of our secrets, which is spying, which is war, okay? This is war. You don't steal from America, and but they're going to get by with it. They're going to get by with it.
You do know that last week, Cyber President Obama, I choke on those words, actually.
I know, but I've always been taught to respect the office, so, you know, you kind of have to say it. Yeah, I still say it.
He actually signed another executive order, and that's all about cybersecurity. So... we're screwed once again. They're watching our computers.
Oh, they've been
watching.
But
now it's known because it's an executive order.
Well, they've been watching because I think it was back about a year ago or so, and you can ask Michael, I don't know if he's still listening out there, but the DHS on Facebook, like if you would type in any kind of code words, like
right,
you know,
that was
Janet
code
Napolitano.
Word. Now
or,
you don't need a code word.
Well, Department of Homeland Security, it would show up on their Facebook page, and so we were taunting them. It's a good way to get ourselves arrested, I guess. But, good night. Sleep
and then,
well.
And then of course, the drones. I mean, really?
Oh, and
the drones in America. We
yeah.
have, that's another
oh,
protection.
And I heard today we're going to give drones to the UAE.
Really?
Yes, I heard that. I heard that on, I was listening to Fox. I haven't watched TV in a long time, but I have Fox on, so it had to come from Fox. If that's true, there is something really wrong. Really
well,
wrong.
Well, I foresee? World War III. Because
well,
if you notice, this is how he's making it fair.
Is by, yeah. by leveling the playing field.
Right.
And then where's our advantage going to be? We're not going to have
well,
it.
Well, exactly.
You know, in fact, he wants to do away with our nuclear, and he wants to give our missile defense to Russia. And yeah. Russia is not our friend, people. Neither is China. They're still communists there. They're still, you know, they're not for America because they are not America. Okay? It is okay to be proud of your country. It is okay to be proud of America. It is okay to want to be the best. China wants to be the best for China, not for America.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that this president and his minions do not either want or understand. And I really don't think they don't want it.
I just can't even grasp a little idea of what makes these people tick. I just don't get it.
It's amazing, and it's scary too, because if it is what I think it is, it's not good for us. You know, it's not good
exactly.
For us. But it is interesting. At 5:36 tonight, President Obama made his first contact to Republicans. His first overture to Republicans on immigration tonight. All right, he's been talking about this for how long now? But, you know, and then they floated out their policy, which people said no, because there was nothing in it to restrict, you know, and secure and what to do with future illegals, because they are illegals. No, I'm not going to call them by another name, because that's what they are. They're illegal. They're here.
We are not politically correct here.
I am not politically correct, and neither is LibertyNationRadio.org, and neither is Women's Immigration, and neither is Barbara Buffing.
That's
right. Not going to play that game with you. I'm sorry. You can just say whatever you want. It's not going to go there. Anyway, he placed calls to Senator John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and Marco Rubio tonight for the first time on the immigration issue. So he's starting to make some overtures, so maybe he's starting to learn he's not going to get it done all by himself, even though he tries. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not even sure I like their plan, because there's 11 million illegals that they want to give this amnesty to. And, they're part of what's breaking our system, our country, because it costs billions of dollars.
You know. There's a other there, people were like, well, you had said it earlier about the pilgrims being immigrants, and you know, if they read their constitution, they would know that the natural born citizens and all were after, you know, everybody was here because everybody immigrated over at first, and then the constitution was written.
Right, because America used to be not only a British colony, but the French were here and the Spanish were here, and, you know.
Right, right. Now, they also, years ago, when my grandparents came over, they came over through Ellis Island, and they did it legal.
So did mine.
They got to sponsors. So they had to, they were sponsored for a while so they can get their citizenship.
Yeah,
and my grandparents mingled, and they learned to talk English.
Absolutely.
I mean, my grandfather was a left-handed writer. You know, he was a lefty, and he ended up having to learn how to write with his right hand. Now, granted, you couldn't really read his writing too well, but... He, you know, mingled in with, so he wasn't different. And the only time they spoke, him and my grandmother spoke Italian, was when they were in the house. And they didn't want us to know what they were saying.
Yeah, and see, my grandmother and my grandfather are on my mother's side. Now, my dad's family has been here for a while. I'm still working on tracing those roots, but... they came from the old country. My grandmother was from Hungary, and my grandfather was from Czechoslovakia. And my grandmother wouldn't talk Hungarian to her children. She didn't teach it to them because she wanted them to be Americans. And this is part of the problem today. They come here, and we accommodate them. We let them use our laws against us. We have to now have everything in Spanish. No, I say, you want to be an American? You speak English, because that's what we speak in America. That's what Americans speak. And, you know, and maybe that's harsh to some of you, but that's just the way it is. You can't just keep letting these little things go, because if you do, they just come in, become a big mudslide like we've got now. We got people suing for every ridiculous little thing, every ridiculous little slight. And it's just, it's nonsense. They had illegal immigrants sitting in our congressional chambers while our president gave his State of the Union address. What
I know.
What a
you know, and that's what gets me so mad. You know, what part of illegal? And, you know, people, that you hear people saying, well, they're law-abiding citizens. No, they're not. What part of illegal don't you understand?
Well, that's why they want to change the term. Because they want to be illegal. So.
Well, that's just not happening in my world.
Mine either. The leftist media would like conservatives like us to think we're just a few lonely voices in the wilderness. But don't be fooled. Americans that identify themselves as conservatives outnumber liberals by 2-1, according to numerous polls, even by the liberals. You won't hear this on the mainstream media, but if you respect traditional American values, there's a place for you to call home on the internet. It's traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TradAM, as we call our home. Traditionalamericanmovement.com is a place where real conservatives can meet up without turf wars and find out what's new in the conservative community. Join up, find out what's happening, and be a part of the conservative revolution, all on traditionalamericanmovement.com. That's www.traditionalamericanmovement.com, and I hope to see you there soon. TradAM is a liberal-free site.
Yeah.
Red state.
Blue state.
We come from different places.
Uptown.
Downtown.
We come to different conclusions.
Half empty.
Half full.
But no matter how different we are, we're all connected, and we can all make a difference. That's why United Way brings people, expertise, and resources together to improve the education, income, and health of our communities, the building blocks for a better life. When we live united, our efforts, magnified by others, add up to real change. Children succeed in school, families gain financial stability, the health of our neighbors improves, and suddenly, so do our communities. But real change won't happen without you.
Live united.
So let's look beyond our differences.
Live united.
One by one, let's make a difference. Let's reach out a hand to one and influence the condition of all.
Live united.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Sign up today at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
And we're back with Women Patriots. The number to call, 718-305-7176. We are part of conservativenationradio.org. You're listening to Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing. We've got about 12 minutes left here in the show. We've covered about every issue, I think, tonight, Barbara.
I know. And actually, just looking at this little story about Obama and his birthing issues, that it just says, it's from the Red Flag. It says, developing Obama forged ID and eligibility denied by U.S. United States Supreme Court. Clerk allegedly withheld legal documents from justices.
Yeah, and I don't know, because that's from that Ortiz lady,
yes.
And I'm not real sure how much of that to take on merit or not. I know she's been out there a while trying to fight this eligibility thing, and it never has come to any fruition. But I did read that, and it makes you wonder. And I don't doubt.
It does.
You know, I really don't doubt.
Supreme Court documents here. They were Supreme Court documents that were filed. It has a case number and everything. And there was, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That have been filed, and they're just getting to it now. Really?
Well, no. They 2008. They decided it wasn't their job to vet the president. That's what they said. I'm It's like, if it's not your job, it's not, whose job is it? Then they said it was the Attorney General of the state's job. And I think the Attorney General in a couple states are trying to do that now. So we may still see something come of that. I don't know. Or they may just make it all go away because there's money changing hands unbelievably. And, you know, I say that with confidence because Washington is nothing but a corrupt, crony capitalistic society where our money goes to be given to special interest groups and solar companies and places I would rather it not go. And we have a caller on calling in, so here we go. Let's see who we got. Who do we have at 540?
Well, hello, this is Chris.
Well, hey, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
How are you? This is our Warrior Catholic.
Yes, yes. I'm doing awesome. How about you guys?
Well, we're doing
very
mighty
good.
Fine.
Yeah, awesome.
We'd be better if we had a different president, but, you know, all in all, I think we're doing okay.
I'll just be happy with changing the laundry, and we'll work on the president, you know. We'll get there. It's a little thing, you know. It's one of those things. But, hey, real quick, I just wanted to give a little shout-out to tomorrow's Warrior Catholic show. We got two awesome guests coming on. The first is David Ruffell from the Young Cons. Have you heard of them?
I have. I don't know a whole lot about what they're doing, so that'll be really interesting.
They're two guys who started in college, David Ruffell and Joshua Riddle. And tomorrow I have David Ruffell coming on. They started out making kind of hip-hop style conservative-themed music. You know, it was very, very inventive.
Cool.
Go on YouTube and look up the Young Con Anthem. It was pretty. It was one of their first releases. It's very, very awesome. So they have this whole organization now called the Young Con. So I've got David Ruffell coming on tomorrow. I'm sure you set me up with Kira Davis, actually.
I did.
So I appreciate that. No, for those who are listening, she had the opportunity to talk to President Obama in that Google Plus Hangout thing, and she asked him a pointed question about gun control, which he fumbled all over. So she's going to be calling in at some point tomorrow to tell us all about that.
Yes, and
yeah,
Kara actually has been very active. She was actually at the Democratic Convention, into the building with a sign saying I forget, but it's something about not all blacks support Obama or something. She got kicked out of the building there.
Tough lady.
She has been very vocal in the fight for conservatives and the minorities and the conservatives. So she's going to be an awesome guest. And it sounds like these young conservatives, it would be great to learn more about them because that's what we really need.
Absolutely.
You know?
Now I've got to get the youth involved and out of the brainwashed.
Right, and music is one of the ways to do that, you know, and I've even suggested sometimes even if somebody could do cartoons, you know, like they do with Family Guy, but do it on a conservative kind of thing. I mean, that's the way we've got to start.
That would get adults involved.
Well,
it
you
would.
Know, that's, we really have to start thinking in those terms because they've been doing this to us for a lot of years, so it's really neat to see that the youngsters are getting involved in that medium. And hopefully going to get some minds going in the right direction.
To the right.
Going right and to the left.
Well, thank you for letting me call in, ladies. I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Well,
thank you for calling
Chris.
In.
We look forward to your show.
And, it sounds like it's going to be awesome. So we'll be listening in.
Thank you.
Take care, Chris.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
You too, Chris. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Our very own Warrior Catholic, ladies and gentlemen. And obviously, as you just heard, it's not all about all things Catholic. We have the Young Conservatives on and Kira Davis. And if you do anything,
we were going to have Kira on our show, but she has a show that starts at 10 o'clock Eastern time.
Yes.
So she had to prep for her show.
Yes, she's on. I don't know if she's on more than once a week, but I know she's on every Tuesday. So every Tuesday at 10 on Blog Talk Radio. But she actually, when Obama apologized for the burning of the Quran. She did a video. I don't know if you saw that video. Basically telling him what he could do with that apology, but it was an excellent video. You know, but it was really good because, you know, it was talking about, you know, how dare you do this when they're killing our men, you know, and different things like that. So she's been really active and really vocal. And we have to be we are very fortunate to have these people willing to step out and do this, because we get labeled as the rich white man party, which obviously, Barbara, you and I aren't rich white men.
We're just, you know, not even close. Not at the salary I get on. Gas going up so high, I don't know if I'm even going to be able to have enough gas to drive to work.
Isn't that crazy?
It's that insane.
It is insane, and yet we can't have this pipeline that's shovel-ready jobs. And did you hear, and the environmentalists were going to blow it up or something. They were out there protesting. If they tried to build it, we're going to tear it down. It's like, that's federal crime or something, isn't it?
Couldn't we have armed guards there?
I don't know, but, you know, it's just crazy that our president hasn't already made this ruling on this. And again, it goes back to what we talked about earlier, whether he really
He'd rather waste our money on green energy that obviously hasn't worked.
$500 million, half a billion given away to, or was it 500? Yeah, Solyndra, which went out of business and took our money.
And then there was the others.
Oh, there was a ton of others, 10 or 20 of failed companies.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work. They don't have we don't have the technology. And the only way we're going to get the technology is to let the free markets work. And he's not going to do that. He wants to pick his good old buddies and give the money to whoever he thinks needs to be rewarded because they supported him in his political career. And it's not fair to the American people. You know, it's not fair to the corporations or the small businessmen, particularly in this country. It's not fair to the innovators in this country. It's not fair to anyone. It's not fair to the poor people of this country because he's actually destroying jobs that could be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to talk about fairness. It's not equal. You cannot guarantee equal outcome. You know, you can guarantee the equal opportunity, but it doesn't give you equal outcomes because a lot of it depends on what a person does with the opportunities that they are given. And as you said, Dr. Ben Carson, Herman Cain, some excellent examples of minority men who came from very poor families and made their way in this world without a lot of extra help. Yeah, they might have got some student loans, but they didn't. They got there because they wanted to get there, and their parents wanted them to get there. And it wasn't about gimme, 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 gimme. So if you were listening tonight, we want to thank you for tuning in. We are here every Tuesday. Next week, we are having Jan Morgan. She is also very vocal and active. She has her own website for the conservative movement, but she's also been out teaching women in Chicago, no less. Barbara, she went to Chicago and did a gun class.
I know.
So, where the chief of police thinks, you know, it's bad for people to have guns, but they got the highest murder rate in the country. But, you know, it's bad for normal people to have guns. So we have Dan Morgan come up. So we want to invite you all back next week, same time, same place, 6 Central, 7 Eastern, right here on Conservative Nation Radio. And we are Women Patriots. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.